Hey, it's Chapo from Mountain Wizard Death Cult, and we've recently released our new single, Orbital.
Beautiful. Chapo, thanks for joining us tonight, brother.
No dramas, man. Thanks for having me, bro.
My absolute pleasure. So Mountain Wizard Death Cult recently released your new song, Orbital, as you say. So I know it hasn't been out that long, bro, but how's the early reception been for it?
Been awesome, man. Been really good. It was a bit of a left turn from some of our other material, so I wasn't too sure how it would go down, but man, it's been awesome. People have been seeming to be really digging it, man.
Yeah, so when you say it's a left turn from your normal material, so tell us a bit more about the song musically and what you're going for.
Yeah, I think it's more like, I'd say it's more like a post-metal kind of track. So we've always had like atmospherics through our stuff. But Orbital is definitely like a longer track. It's like 8.5 minutes long. What's slower in tempo as well. And it's the vocal wise, it's a bit more kind of clean vocal on there, some like chanting kind of vibes in there as well. So less, you know, less chuggy, less in your face, but I think it's a pretty big sounding track. And again, super atmospheric and hypnotizing. So I guess that's how you'd say it's different.
Yeah, so why go down that path? Like, I don't know, you guys have got your set sound that people know and love you for, so why experiment a little bit?
Yeah, good question, man. I think that like it's always been a part of the sound that we've had. It's just hasn't been executed in that way. So I guess the core of what we've always done, or I guess how things have evolved over time, has stayed the same. So it's always been, you know, atmospheric and kind of like sludgy with, you know, some of that hardcore background in there and blackened elements and whatnot. But this track especially kind of just came together like super organically. It wasn't one that, you know, we had to demo and hammer out and figure out a lot. It was flowed really easy. Majority of it was recorded live in like one session.
Oh, wow.
So it was like hit play, off we go, got the take, and like, dude, that's almost there. You know what I mean? So yeah, it was one of those tracks that you kind of didn't have a choice but to do. And also it just feels amazing to play every time. You know, it just comes across the right way, and it's a great way to close a set, that's for sure.
And you mentioned that it comes in at just over 8 minutes, mate, which it's a bit of a risk in the modern age, isn't it? Because people's attention spans aren't really that big.
Absolutely, man. Like, and I think that was part of it, knowing, like, putting it out as, like, an inverted commas, like, single. probably isn't a wise move from the media folk to tell me I'm doing the wrong thing. Exactly, man. But you know, that's kind of, I guess, a stylistic thing as well. Like in this, you know, this type of music, there's a, you know, having long tracks isn't uncommon. And I feel like people that are into, you know, Mountain Wizard aren't going to be upset that they're releasing long tracks anyway. And at the core of it, you know, we're going to do what we dig, and if we like the track and we think it's strong, then we're going to put it out. I don't put too much thought into the fact of, you know, is it going to be digestible? I just think, is it good? And
yeah,
if
sure.
we love it, man, then that's all that matters.
Fuck yeah. Keep that attitude going, brother. I know you will. With a song that's that long, bro, like the film clip, it's more like a short movie than a film clip. So tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so that was a really interesting aspect of it. In the past, we worked with Dave Schwerb from Grim Reflections on the Initiation clip, which was an amazing experience. And for this one, and particularly with some of the things coming up for the record, we're trying to kind of collaborate a bit more outside of our own circle. So a lot of our art and design has been done by our vocalist, JJ, who's like a graphic designer and artist in his own right. And that's always been very integral to kind of why we look the way we look and a lot of our identity, which has been really cool. But we're wanting to, you know, collaborate more with, you know, other artists and creatives to kind of get their interpretation on it. So when it came to doing this clip, obviously there's the themes around the record and some themes around the song itself and, you know, the aesthetic we've already created and obviously the way that it sounds. But we worked with a guy called Chris Elder, that's known as Elder, and JJ actually had known him for many, many years and worked with him on some different projects in the past, but we never really kind of put the thought into do a clip with him in the right way. And I think there's an article and there's a big thing actually put up on his Instagram, kind of like an essay, a review, which you'll probably share in our socials over time around how that came about. But it was really kind of like planets aligning. It was very serendipitous of how JJ and him kind of reconnected. It was actually on the last night at Frankie's. When they were kind of closing up and we were all there for the final night. And they kind of started chatting about a few things and some ideas. And before he even heard the track, we met a couple times. And before he even heard the track and without us giving him too much of a concept, because he really wanted him to kind of take his approach on it, if that makes sense. Before he even heard the track, a lot of the ideas he had, like, man, this is like bang on the type of things that we would have suggested anyway.
Oh, wow.
And then by the time he heard the track, it was just like all the ideas and concepts that he had was just mixed so well. Like the visuals fit so well with the music that we're just like, yeah, you know, this is going to be awesome. And again, because it was a long track, we definitely wanted to work with someone that had, you know, a bit of pedigree behind them, because, you know, doing an 8.5 minute clip, like you said, it's going to be more of a short film to hold attention and for it to make sense. And man, we think he did an amazing job. We're really, really stoked on the end result, because it was no easy feat. And yeah, it was really cool, man. It was definitely something that I think came for him at the right time. And same as us, dude. So yeah, we're really proud of that, man.
Very cool. And the press release says, "This is truly a new era for Mountain with a death cult." Would you agree?
I would think so, man. Absolutely, yeah.
Well,
we're on the cusp of releasing our first record, our first debut, which life happens. You know, would have probably been last year, but we all have lives, and you know, as you know, those things don't stop for our art, unfortunately. we've got that coming in. I definitely feel that, as far as, you know, the vision that we have within the band and together, and as well as, you know, last year we did a lot of touring. I think it's probably a bit over a year since we had a proper chat last time.
Yeah, that's
pretty nice. Last year we did a touring and kind of have built up a bit more of a, you know, inverted commas cult following, I suppose you'd say. and, you know, from that, we definitely are very clear on, you know, where we want to go and what we want to do. And we can see that it is all kind of in front of us. It's just enjoying it for what it is, you know what I mean? Enjoying the ride and continuing to do it for the love of it. And, you know, from the tour that's gone so far and how it's been, we can definitely see that, yeah, there's going to be plenty more of these times ahead. More music coming and whatnot. There's a few collabs that are going to come out this year as well as the record,
nice.
Which I can't talk about just yet.
I want to know anyway.
Exactly. But we're super excited about them, man. So with everything coming up and everything that's happened behind us, yeah, I think we're just really inspired at the moment, man. And I feel like that is kind of coming across and connecting with people. So yeah, it's exciting, man. I'm super stoked about it.
Oh yeah, tell us a bit more about the new album, mate. I'm sure it's gonna have a wide range of sounds and sonic stuff going on.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So really the new record, which we haven't really pushed as part of this cycle, just around when it will be out and whatnot, it's really going to be more of a collection of some of the things that we've already done and then some of the things that we're kind of progressing into, if that makes sense. So it'll be pretty varied, like you said. And the way the track listing is, it's definitely going to be a bit of a journey. So you'll get some, you know, more of the upbeat in your face, type of like doomy sludge we've done in the past. And then some of that more kind of drawn out esoteric kind of music, like what Orbital is together. So hopefully, with the way it flows and the way it goes, it'll definitely, you know, we all love albums, we're all metalheads, and it's all about the record for me and the riffs, right? That's it, man. So even though we've gone about it a long way, releasing, you know, little bite-sized piece of music over the years, I definitely think that when you kind of see it presented together, some of the songs are already out, obviously some of them are completely new. I think it'll be a really good statement of like a moment in time of what we've done over the last few years and kind of where we're at right now. You know, I won't get into all the concepts and everything. I'll save that for when.
Yeah, well, we'll have another chat then.
That's it, bro. But as far as the scope of it, there's some really cool art that's coming together for it, working with some interesting people on that side of things. And, yeah, man, I'm itching to get it out, to be honest. Absolutely itching to get it out.
And can you give us a rough time frame? Will it be before the end of the year?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, I won't push you anymore. Next. So you're partway through a tour. We touched on this before a little bit, but you're partway through a tour to promote Orbital. So how's it been going?
Been awesome, man. It's been awesome. As always, like a bit of a mixed bag as far as, you know, venues and whatnot. Majority's been headline shows. We did Sunburn in Canberra, which is always fun, you know, gathering all the stoner metal fiends, which is always a fun time. If you haven't been to that, definitely get out of that. It's killer. We started it off with the support for Hexus, like a day kind of black and hardcore band, which was funny, man. Like when we first started the band and we had that little list of like, okay, who are the dream supports you'd love to do one day, and they were like in the top 10.
Oh, for real? Like, congrats.
Yeah, bands that we always wanted to do a show with. So when that opportunity came up, it was, yeah, it was super, super inspiring, man. It was a great night. Queensland shows were a lot of fun. Except maybe not playing on Mother's Day again. That might not be a wise idea.
Well, people stay home and they actually stay home with their mothers, do they?
Yeah, exactly. People love their mothers more than Mountain Wizards, so
I
don't know what's
thought. Who would have thought?
We're heading to Vic this weekend for some shows.
Yeah, you do actually. It continues this weekend with shows at the Chope on the 26th. Yep. Then you go to Frankston, Sunbury, Katoomba, and Wollongong, and finish up in Newcastle on June the 10th. So what can fans that haven't seen yet on this run expect from you, bro?
So for this one, I should mention too, we're playing Stay Gold now instead of the Tote.
Okay, cool.
But the rest of it's all there on Melbourne on Friday. But this one, really, we're going to be kind of going back through pretty much everything we've released. We're saving for a lot of the music that's not out yet, you know, outside the set. Orbital, obviously, is a bit of the pinnacle of the set in a lot of ways. But I definitely feel like we're playing very, very tight at the moment, and there's a lot of energy.
Yeah,
for sure. We've got a lot of people commenting even on our drummer, Lockie, that he's been really on it, man. So it's been a good time, man. It's been pretty crazy.
Where can people find out more information and get tickets?
Head to the socials, Mountain Wizard Death Cult on Instagram and Facebook, and also beatscartel.com/showtickets is the best place to grab your tickets.
Fantastic. All right, brother. Well, as usual, absolute pleasure speaking with you, mate. I can't wait to hear the album and have another chat around that when you can tell me some stuff.
Hell yeah, man. I'm looking forward to it, brother.